Telltale Signs of Indigenous Cultural Changes. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. Tim Oakley may now finally be caught up on sleep he lost during a month-long expedition through northern Yukon Territory in Alaska when he retraced the route taken more than a century ago by legendary Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen. Oakley's now working on a report of his journey for the Royal Geographical Society.
We have been asked to write a paper showing comparative data of how it was for Roald Amundsen in 1905 and what we experienced.
Oakley's a Geographical Society fellow, and he says his report will outline observations of many changes that have occurred since Amundsen's journey through the same stretch of wilderness Oakley's three-man team traveled through on their grueling journey by dog sled from Herschel Island to Eagle, Alaska. Those changes include the disappearance of trails along the route and the native people who used them.
Back in 1905, all of the Inuits and the Athabascans were nomadic, trading and moving about and leading their traditional ways of life, whereas today now they all live in villages.
Oakley says he thinks that reflects a change in the relationship between the Inuvialuit people and the land on which they've lived for thousands of years. But Mike Koski, an assistant Indigenous Studies professor with UAF's Center for Cross-Cultural Studies, says he thinks that's a bit of an overstatement.
The culture is not lost, the culture has changed, just as ours isn't the same culture that our forefathers lived in, let's say, the 17th century.
Koski spent years studying the indigenous peoples of northern Alaska and Canada, and he agrees with Oakley's views that native people in the region have become less nomadic over the past couple of centuries. But Koski says Arctic native people's relationship to the natural world remains strong, as shown by their continued harvest of food from the land and Arctic Ocean.
Whether we're talking about Inuit peoples or Athabascan Dene peoples, their culture is still very much tied to the land.
Oakley says he'll complete his report by September, and meanwhile he plans to talk with students in the UK, Norway, and elsewhere about his journey. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.